It's against the law to arrest or imprison someone for debt in Vermont. And yet, over the last 22 years, hundreds of debtors were arrested and some forced to pay creditors hundreds of dollars without due process or access to a lawyer in Caledonia County's small claims court. The warrants were issued by an assistant judge who resigned in January. VPR's Emily Corwin has the story.
Crystal Knowles was terrified. She was at home with her five kids, 5 months pregnant, and on doctor's orders for bed rest when the sheriff, Trevor Colby, pulled into her driveway. It was March 2016.
They showed up and Trevor says, "I need $100 from you today." And I said, "$100 for what?"
The sheriff told Crystal he had warrants for her and her husband's arrests. A local hardware store had sued the couple in small claims court after they bought a chainsaw on credit to do some logging, but were unable to make their payments. The warrants, the sheriff said, were because the couple missed a court hearing. Now, a judge was demanding $100 from each of them to make the warrants go away. The Knowles could barely afford the wood pellets they needed to heat their home that month.
And I said, "Well, I don't have $100 today." And he said, "You either pay it today or I take you to jail."
I reached out to Sheriff Colby. He didn't recall the details of Crystal's arrest, but he said her recollection of the story sounded plausible. Panicking, Crystal called her husband, who started calling friends, asking for a loan. He remembers being stressed about the effect all this could have on Crystal's pregnancy. But they couldn't get the money. Crystal was in tears.
They put me in handcuffs and put me in the back of their car.
What Crystal didn't know at the time was that none of this was legal. It is against Vermont law to arrest or jail anyone for debt. Small claims judges don't have authority to issue arrest warrants in this way. And demanding money to avoid arrest, that is completely unheard of. There's another person who didn't know all this was illegal. The judge who ordered the arrests and payments, Roy Vance.
I done it because I wanted the people to come into court.
Vance says he didn't know any better.
We don't curtail people's liberty because they're poor.
Mary Ellen Griffin is the Vermont legal aid attorney who discovered this was happening, not just to the Knowles, but to dozens, likely hundreds of debtors in Caledonia County over decades.
We don't arrest or even threaten to arrest people for debts. We just don't do that. And when a system can be misused in this way, there's something wrong with the way that system is operating.
Originally, small claims court was designed to resolve neighborly disputes. Today, it's mostly used for debt collection. For debts $5,000 or less. Vermont Legal Aid and the ACLU of Vermont reviewed 30 of Judge Vance's cases and shared their documents with VPR.
Putting out arrest warrants about debt is something that most people recoil at the idea of. Everyone remembers debtor's prison or the idea of it as a thing of the past.
Jay Diaz with the ACLU of Vermont says laws forbidding Judge Vance's actions, they're not new. And they're not unique to Vermont. Today, Crystal and Quentin Knowles sit on plastic chairs outside the half-finished house they rent in Lunenburg. They tell me the sheriff didn't end up taking Crystal to jail. He took her to the courthouse, where a clerk assigned her a hearing date. That was all. But Quentin's arrest warrant still said he had to pay the $100 to avoid arrest. So he borrowed the money. From Crystal's mom.
She borrowed $100 from her landlord, met me at the courthouse the next morning. I went in and paid it.
The Knowles didn't get the money back after their next court hearing, when Judge Vance ruled they were too poor to be forced to make payments. And the court added the sheriff's $70 arrest fee to the Knowles' remaining debt. As far as the Knowles are concerned, none of this is surprising.
I'll say it. We're poor. That's the way it is, and that's the way they treat. That's the way Vermont treats poor people.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I meet Neil Bird on a bench outside the Caledonia courthouse where all of this transpired. 15 years before Trevor Colby arrested Crystal Knowles, Bird was at work doing maintenance for a landlord here in St. Johnsbury when a county sheriff showed up with a warrant for his arrest.
The sheriff told me, if you run, I will tackle you. And I was like, wow, well, you know, I'm not going to run from nothing. Okay, I'm good, you know.
Bird says the sheriff cuffed him, put him in a cop car, and took him to court. His head was spinning.
I can lose my job out of this. I can lose everything, you know. Are they going to make me go to jail? Am I going to sit in jail for a while over this?
Bird was arrested 3 times over a 15-year span, all for a single small claims debt he probably shouldn't have had to pay in the first place. Although today Bird has steady work as a baker, back then things were touch and go. And at times, he says, he felt pressured to agree to payments he knows now he had no obligation to make.
I thought it was the court that they're not going to do me wrong. I kind of feel like my niceness was taken advantage of, that I was manipulated, I was lied to.
According to Chief Superior Judge Brian Grierson, the courts have no plans to contact defendants whose cases got tied up in Vance's mistakes. Judge Vance resigned in January at Grierson's suggestion. And earlier this month, the Vermont Supreme Court approved a public reprimand. It banned Vance from holding judicial office in Vermont again. He'd been an assistant judge for more than 3 decades.
Sir, my name is Emily Corwin. I'm a reporter with Vermont Public Radio.
Oh, yes.
You're Roy Vance?
Yes.
Great.
After a couple tries, I found Vance at his home in Danville.
The reason I resigned was because it was my fault. I issued those arrest warrants, but really, I was not to fault because I was not notified.
Vance says it's the court's fault that all this happened, because nobody ever told him he was doing anything wrong. After all his years of service, he says, he shouldn't have had to resign.
To leave that way, I just think it was just absolutely wrong.
Daniel Richardson says Roy Vance has something of a point. Richardson is the attorney who the Judicial Conduct Board hired to investigate Vance. In his report about Vance's mistakes, he added a footnote, a big one. Small claims, he wrote, are overseen by a patchwork of volunteer and non-lawyer judges. The system, he said, lacks oversight. And it needs reform. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.